let's see if I can get this going here. And we're live. We're going. I got everything moving here. Wow. The Sacramento Kings have made a trade, everybody. In case you haven't seen it. Wow. They traded Marvin Bagley and actually got real assets. Can you believe it? The NBA trade deadline is just a little under 3 hours away. And the Kings are the first ones to make a move, a part of a four-team deal that included the Detroit Pistons, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Clippers, and obviously the Kings. So here is the deal in its full landscape here, right? So the Sacramento Kings have traded away Marvin Bagley to the Detroit Pistons. And in return, they get Dante DiVincenzo, Trey Lyles, and Josh Jackson. The Milwaukee Bucks acquire Serge Ibaka, two future second-round picks, and cash. And the Clippers acquire Rodney Hood and Semi Ojeleye. To me, this is a big win for the Kings. Big win. And I'm at the point now where what's next? Because that they keep acquiring this wing depth. And they finally got their guy, Dante DiVincenzo. If you guys don't remember, Dante DiVincenzo was the guy the Kings were targeting during the trade for Bogdanovich to the Bucks that then got rescinded. So they Monty finally got his guy. They got the white Dante in Sacramento. And is that the shooting guard that they're looking for? I don't know. But I said it on yesterday's postgame show with my boy Ty. And it was, I'm okay with the Kings being very loose with who they start, or, you know, I'm okay with them being more loose at a shooting guard position, whether you need more defense or you need more three-point shooting. As long as you acquire 3-and-D players, that's all I really want to see at that shooting guard spot is a consistent three-point shooter that sits well next to Fox and Sabonis and Barnes and things like that. And according to reports early on in the day as well from Sam Amick of The Athletic, that the Kings don't feel as if they're going to be trading Harrison Barnes today. Unless it's going to be for a significant piece in return that helps them win now as well as for the future, I don't believe Harrison Barnes gets moved today. And I think that they saw a lot of promise in their deal to acquire Sabonis yesterday, that they are extremely excited for what they can get. And I think that's why you're going to see them go after a lot of these small-end deals, even though I think Dante DiVincenzo is a huge acquisition for him. Huge acquisition for him. So I love the deal. I'm going to try and get James Ham on in a little bit, both on Spaces or on YouTube. Not sure yet. Hopefully you can get the Kings Insider on. I'll probably get Leo Baez on here in a little bit as well. Ty said he's going to come on when the class is over, probably right after the deadline. Whew. But I want to hear your guys' thoughts. It's going to be crazy. You guys let me know. It looks like another deal also is about to go through, which is going to be the Spurs and the Raptors. Obviously, the Thad Young deal. Goran Dragic is going to get bought out. Probably is going to go to Dallas from all reporting. So from people that I've spoke to that are like close to the team, again, I'm not a sources guy. I don't ever pretend that I'm a sources guy, that I know everything. But I have heard that the Kings are shopping Rashawn Holmes. What that gets back, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm interested to see what that's going to be. And I thought it was funny that Twitter got really up in arms when I posted the face, because I heard that Bagley was getting traded to Detroit. I didn't know it was a part of a four-team deal, though. But to acquire Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Jackson, and Trey Lyles, and have that depth now on the wing, 3-and-D players. Josh Jackson, really not 3-and-D, just more of defense. But he showed a lot of promise when he got minutes. I love the Trey Lyles acquisition. I just feel like he's a nice backup to Sabonis as a scoring big, as a scoring four. But I think just the writing's on the wall that Rashawn Holmes is possibly on his way out. He's on a four-year deal, great contract. There's teams out there that need him, you know? I've seen the reports that the Raptors are going after Porzingis. How well does that work out now that Dragic is gone? Because that was the initial reporting. It was going to be a Dragic and something else for Porzingis. Definitely don't see that happening now. But the Raptors do need a center. Is there something there for Rashawn Holmes? I keep saying Gary Trent Jr., but I've been told that the Raptors will laugh. Raptors fans will laugh at me if I even bring that up. But I'm bringing it up again anyways because I don't give an F. I like the Hornets. Can you get a big deal done? I keep bringing up the deal that I love the most is the Harrison Barnes, Rashawn Holmes, Terrence Davis, and in return, in a 2024 protected first, and in return you get Book Knight, Hayward, and PJ Washington. I think this, the writing's on the wall now that the Kings aren't going to acquire Jeremy Grant. That's just pure speculation now that the deal is done, that Bagley is now out of the Sacramento Kings uniform. And trust me, I bet you guys are pumped now, right? I bet you guys are very excited now that the Kings have finally moved off of that Marvin Bagley. The former number two pick can finally stop looking at him and say, dang, we should have had Luka. But again, if you guys want to join the conversation, please feel free to hit the microphone button. You will be live on YouTube, youtube.com/SackKingsNation, or on my Twitter Spaces. So you can go live either way. I will be putting the link to join live on YouTube in the chat now. You guys are more than welcome to join us then. And this show is brought to you by FanDuel.com. Everyone go to FanDuel.com, whether it's for the sports book or for doing DFS. Feel free to use promo code KingsCourt. That's right, the name of this podcast, KingsCourt, and they will match up to $500 of your very first deposit. I also want to say this show is sponsored by RateCrushers.com. Everyone go to RateCrushers.com, whether it be for insurance on leisure items like boating, motorcycles, house, medical, anything. They will have you covered. They will make sure that you are covered correctly and you're not overpaying for your insurance. So go to RateCrushers.com. Let them know that the guys at the King's Court sent you there. Again, moves are starting to be made. The Sacramento Kings making the biggest splash of them all so far early in this morning of the trade deadline, which is little under 3 hours away. The Sacramento Kings have acquired Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Jackson, and Trey Lyles from the Detroit Pistons in a deal that sends Marvin Bagley to the Pistons, Serge Ibaka to the Bucks, and Rodney Hood to the Clippers. I love this trade for the Kings. Again, I think they're going full build around their two guys in Sabonis and Fox. And again, I'm one of those guys that love this trade right away. I never steered away from it. I always believed that was the correct trade to make. And I'm going to try and see if my boy Leo can hop on right here now and join the conversation. But I've always believed that was the trade to make. It never wavered for me. I know that a lot of people thought that they traded away the wrong guard and all these other things. But for me, It made sense that they wanted to add another scorer next to a top-tier scorer like Fox, right? They wanted to have that guy that can score 20 a night. And that was the one hypothetical thing that we heard all the time, right? Was, on any given night, you can have Fox go off for 20, or you can have –